Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. More answers, more Jesus, more fun. Hey all, this is Elaine Kohanowitz. Thanks for joining me today. I was listening to the radio the other day and I was kind of flipping through and I was looking through the different Christian radio stations that we have available in our area, and I happened to flip through and was caught like part of a parenting show that was on, or at least they happened to be interviewing someone about parenting. And actually, when I flipped through, I didn't realize that that's what it was at first. I kind of liked talk radio, and I knew I could tell it was something interesting, and so I just kind of stopped to listen. And as I was listening, the guy was talking about how he liked to observe people. The guy that was being interviewed, he was just talking about how he liked to observe people. And he was in a restaurant, and he had seen this family come in, and they had gone to get a high chair, one of those wooden high chairs that you can sometimes flip over and put the baby seat in. But they were using it the regular way. Excuse me. And they were trying to get their kiddo into the wooden high chair. And the little girl just wouldn't go. Like she would not put her feet down. As soon as they like lifted her up over the high chair, you know, her legs all squished up, and she, you know, refused to get in it. And so at this point, I thought, I mean, I just, like I said, I didn't know exactly what they were talking about, but I was kind of, you know, enamored and interested and wondering what would happen. And I thought maybe it would be like a funny story or something. And I thought, you know, maybe he would say, I don't know, something about what happened with the family. But it turned out that he had said that the family, they tried to put the little girl in, she wouldn't go in it. And so they finally decided that they would just forget about it, and then that they passed the little girl around, you know, at the table or the booth or whatever during the meal. But then he said that it turned out it was about parenting, and the speaker said that what they should have done was they should have made her sit in the high chair. They should have made her do that because it's important that you train your children from when they're young to, you know what they're supposed to do and what the expectations are, and to know that you're in charge and that you shouldn't compromise. And the guy that was interviewing, you know, asked the man that was doing the expert that was doing the speaking, like, well, you know, what should they have done? And he said, well, they should have made her sit in that seat. And he went on to talk about, you know, how kids grow up and they go into high school and they go into college, and you know, it's important that they learn these values at a young age. And I just thought that was like the biggest bunch of hogwash I've ever heard in my life. Like, okay, you're in a restaurant and the kid won't sit in the high chair. So you're going to force the little girl to sit in the high chair in a public place around all these people? Like, exactly how are you going to do that, first of all? Are you going to, like, force her little legs in there? And then what if she decides that she is going to throw the biggest fit you've ever heard? Should you just stand there and be determined that she is going to sit in that high chair no matter what? And no matter if all these people in the restaurant are bothered by her crying, it doesn't matter, because after all, when she gets to college, she needs to know that she needs to be obedient to her parents and she is not going to be spoiled. Like, is it that important? I just think that is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, first of all, you got plenty of opportunities to go head to head with your kids when you're not around an entire group of people at a restaurant. I'm sure without a doubt that they would much rather you take the little girl and put her in the booth with you than to cause a huge scene and fight with her about getting into that high chair. Nobody wants to hear your kid cry, and I would argue that they probably would feel like you're a much more considerate parent for not, you know, causing a huge fit in a public place. Because you and I know that when a kid sets their mind to something, and if they decide that they're going to throw a fit about it, they will throw a fit about it. They don't care at all whether you're in a public place. So you're the one that has to be the mature one and try to nip it in the bud before all hell breaks loose. So I would say that most people in that restaurant would really appreciate the fact that, you know, you didn't make her sit in that chair. And on top of that, like, is it really going to scar this child for life if you give in to her? I mean, I can appreciate if you give in to your child all the time, every day, that, yeah, they're going to become a spoiled, rotten brat that no one's going to want to be around. But there are times when you give in to your child. I have absolutely given in to my children at different times. And then there's other times where I've said absolutely no. And guess what? I have kids that are now adults and they're fine. It's okay. Like, if you give in a few times, you know, or once in a while, it will not scar them for life. Sometimes I think when I've met other parents or so-called experts, like was on this show, and they start talking about training your children. Now, don't get me wrong, because I'm sure some of you, you know, may use that terminology in a really great way, and I'm not downing it. It's just that my personal experience is that when I hear people start talking in that way, or at least the people I've been around, again, might be, you know, you are different or you've heard something different that you've really loved and has been really encouraging to you. But I'm just saying, in my small world, the people that have started talking about, you know, the importance of doing things a certain way, it just sort of makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because I'm just like, you know what? I absolutely think you should be intentional about your parenting, but you have to have grace, because kids are just people. They're people, and people are weird and crazy and unpredictable at times and have all kinds of different personalities. And on top of that, like, just unexpected things happen. I mean, for give you an example, like, you know, I took my kids to the beach camping and I just thought it was going to be the greatest thing in the world. And two of them just like complained the entire time that they had to be on the beach camping. And, you know, I've taken kids to amusement parks thinking they were just going to absolutely love it, and all they did is complain about the heat. I mean, you just, they're people, you know, you don't know what's going to happen all the time. And for that matter, parents are people. And sometimes we plan things or expect things. And then, you know, like, for example, on Christmas Eve, one day I wake up and it happens to be that time of the month. And you know what? It wasn't a very good day. And I was probably a big old pain in the butt to everybody else unnecessarily. But that's just life. And it's just unpredictable. And I just feel like, you know, you have to have grace. I mean, to me, to sit there in a restaurant and judge those parents because they didn't put that little girl into the wooden high chair, that's worse. That's worse than what they did to me. That is worse for him to do that than for them to put that little girl in the booth or the, you know, around the table with them just for that meal. You know, I mean, I just feel like, don't judge, because you don't really know what's going on. And like I said, you need to give people grace. So I just hope that, like, other mothers will be out there and be encouraged by this, because you don't have to be perfect. None of us are. And things absolutely do not always go like you expect them to go. So even if somebody says that they're an expert and they say that this is the way it's supposed to be, even on the radio, even on a Christian radio station, which is what I was listening to, you do not have to listen to that girl, because that is a bunch of hogwash, as they say in mid-Missouri where I grew up. So have a blessed day. Take some load off. Don't feel guilty. Enjoy your kids and your family. And share this if you think it will encourage someone else. Thanks so much for listening today. Make sure that you add this to your regular list of podcasts that you love. And if you didn't already know, I have a Facebook group on that's called Imagine Mom. So please sign up to join. And also you can always visit us on the web at Imagine Mom and also on Instagram and on Pinterest. Have a great day, and we'll see you in the next episode.